Tomorrow will be difficult. What colors of chairs we are going to wear? We have to think now. Unlike monks, monks have only one robe. Don't have to think. Whatever he went, he goes, just one robe. For people, we have different kinds of clothes. Now we have a new beginning. The past has gone. After the king, the late king, the cremation has done. We are still here. We have to start a new beginning. Like our parents pass away, we must be able to leave. The cremation of the late king was really, really good. In Thailand, we have good culture. Culture is, we have both the physical form and non-physical form. We have all the architectures and all, which is unique to Thailand. For example, if the president of the US has passed away, we wouldn't bring him up to the throne like this. It's different culture. For culture in a physical form, we use things like this, like architecture and all this. It's a very unique field. Or we have play like kon, traditional Thai dance. And kon, which is the traditional Thai dance, is not the same as other countries. Kon, our kon is from Khmer. Because this land currently, not sure if there is any authentic Thais. We are a mixed of Thai, Lao. Many different kind of tribe of people are all here in the history. So our nations has a culture that is very unique. It can tell that this is Thailand. Some other cultures is not in the physical form, like the gratitude, like for the late king. Why do we have to cry? Nobody pay for you to cry. It's the bonding to the late king. No other nations will understand. Like the Western, they don't really have the bond with their parents. When they grow up, they're separate. They go out and the reunion on the Christmas day. Relief, like what relief, and we can live like this. We don't have to be like others. They won't understand our culture, but we understand them. Whichever culture comes to Thailand, we take it all. We mix them all, and it becomes Thai style. Christmas, Thai style. Valentine's, Thai style. Even stronger than the Western. Partly, the culture of Buddhism make us to adapt to the things very quickly, because it tells us, teaches us to accept things that changes, always changing. We just adapt ourselves. Now we start a new beginning, a new reign. You have to make it better. Don't make it worse. It has to be better. There is a lot of good things at this time. We have the king of the Buddhism in Thailand, the new one. He is very good. We have good monks, the monk leaders.
Okay.
The previous one is good. The new one is also really good. We have a good leader spiritually. This year we have a lot of rains. It rains a lot. A lot of water. But why it doesn't get flooded? Because no politicians. They really manage the water. Unlike politicians manage it. They all talk about benefits. This also shows the three characteristics. When our country is good, the bad guys come in and destroy it. When it's really bad, the good guy comes and rebuild it again. Rebuild it again. When it's good, the bad guy comes again. So this world is like this. Good and bad, good and bad. We just wish for the good one, for a lot of good ones. We can live our way. Other countries might not understand us. Practice mindfulness. Besides being a Thai people, you must be a good Buddhist. In his perspective, being a Buddhist is more important than what nation you belong to. We can born to be in any nations. You can belong to any nation. We just take turns here and there. Some also told him that he used to be a disciple of Tan Wei Lang, the master. He just claimed that. He claimed that he knows a lot. That person claims that they know the future, know the past, know everything. Like those who predict the future. Some predict that Bangkok will get flooded, like as high as like a building. Those people like to predict the future, know it all. They just don't know the present. That's the most important thing. It's the present. We have to live with the present. Because life in the past no longer exists. And the future, it doesn't happen yet. Life at the present is the most important thing. So, breathing in, being aware. Breathing out, just be aware. Mindfulness is very important. If you don't be mindful of yourself, you cannot progress. He practiced since 7 years old with the breathing meditation. At first, he didn't know how to do it. He just practiced like general meditation, aiming for peacefulness. So when he get peaceful, his mind can just goes out anywhere, like goes to the heaven, to see the heaven, see the ghost. At one point, he doesn't really know whether it's really true. He sees the angels, the deities, but he thinks that he couldn't live with it. The angels have food, but he couldn't take it. He thinks that we do the meditation, the peaceful one, just to be like a dream. So he changed it. Now he tried to meditate to get mindfulness. So when he is going to daydream, he breathes a bit stronger to bring the mindfulness back. But don't make it too tight. Don't make it too tense. So he practiced breathing in, breathing out, being mindful of every breath, until at one point the body is gone. He has only the knower. And once he gets back, when he feels the body again, he gets out of the meditation. Now he can tell that the body and the mind are separate things. So he separates the body and mind since he was very young. But he didn't know that before, that that's the beginning of Vipassana. The body and the mind are separate things. That's one of the insights, to be able to separate the body and the mind. So he practiced it, and he can do that since he was very young. But for those who meditate and the body is gone, the mind is gone, like they're all overslept or go into the sleep, that's not good. Mindfulness is very important. The body is gone, everything is gone, but the mindfulness, the knower must be there. And the insights, you get the insights that the body and the mind are separate things. When he was 10 years old, there was a fire. He was playing around in front of the house. He saw the fire in front of him near his house. So he ran just to tell his father. The first step, the second step, and the third step is like switch on. It's really get bright. He saw that he was getting nervous. Once he saw that, the knower arises. The aggregate separates. He didn't get any surprise. He just walked to tell his father calmly. And now he just see everyone walking around, getting scared. But he just stay calm, watching everybody running around. He didn't know the way at the beginning. He didn't have the master to teach him before. Should that be the master who told him, he might have got the insights at that time. The knower is very distinctive at that time. He practiced meditation every day, hoping that one day he would get enlightened. He practiced for 20 years until he got 29, but he didn't get the enlightenment. He wonders how he should do it. He read the Buddhist scriptures. No matter how much he read, he didn't get enlightened. He didn't know the starting point until one day he met Master Long Budu. The master taught him the practice is not difficult. It's only difficult for those who didn't practice. You have read a lot, now you have to read your mind. His master told him to read his mind. He got back So he watched the mind, but he watched it wrongly. Sometimes he just too focused. When it separates out and the knower become distinctive, then he recall that this happens before when he was young. So he still has the knower. He had been practicing for 3 months. He went to see Lung Budun again. Lung Budun said, "That's wrong. You interfere with the symptom of the mind. The mind has the nature of thinking, but you interfere it." So Lung Budun tell him to go back and practice it again. Just know what, just know exactly what it is. Just know it honestly. Even the knower is not self. So he keep practicing and practicing. At first, he didn't think of teaching us like this, but his master Lung Pa Put told him, told Lung Pa to go and teach, give the Dhamma talk to the lay people. Those who can meditate, who can do vipassana like this, there are still many of them. Please go out and teach them. That's what Lung Pa Put said. So Lung Pa wrote an article in a magazine. It's a Buddhist magazine. He wrote like 2 or 3 articles. He thought that it's done because his master told so. Just 2 or 3 should be fine. So he went back to see Lung Pa Put. And people asked about the article as well. Like, who wrote these articles? Where are the author? Lung Pa Put tell that person that he came every day, but not today. So the reason that he gave all the Dhamma talk widely like this, he didn't want any popularity, but it's because his master told him so, that a lot of people with this nature, this the nature that can watch the mind, a lot of people still exist and they can develop with Lung Pa's teaching. At that time, his master told him that watching the mind, vipassana like this way, will be popular in the future. He didn't believe because everyone at that time just watched the body. He didn't see anyone watch the mind, only him. His master told him that watching the mind will be very popular in the future in the city, for people in the city. Lung Bu Sim, his master, also say that Lung Pa, he will be important person who can make Dhamma very widely popular in the future. Today, he can see that it really grows. People, lay people, we can watch the mind and progress. There are a lot of them. Why? Because it really goes along well with today's society. Before, it was agriculture period. People don't do much. They just go out to the field, do the agriculture. They have a lot of time. They don't know what to do after the work, so they can just do the meditation. But today, most of us work all the time. We think all the time. So our mind moves all the time. If we have to sit to do the peaceful meditation, we won't really get it. That's why we have to use the wisdom leading the meditation. It's called Cittanupassana Satipatthan. It's not that Lung Pa discover a new science or anything. The Buddha already has it. But this way, the mind watching really goes along well with people today. but that's not certain. In the future, it might be Vedana type, not Dittanupassana type, who knows. But for this period, this era, is an era of people who think a lot. What's good is Dittanupassana, watching the mind. So we keep practicing. But I don't just teaching about mind watching. For some people, I told them to watch the mind, the body as well. For some, watch both the body and the mind. It's different for different people. We have our own way. It's a unique path for each one. We can walk three ways. Meditation first, so they go into jhana first. And in jhana, they watch the body. The second, use the wisdom. So use the wisdom first before the meditation. And the third, use both, is to watch the mind in jhana. So watching the mind has advantage. You can do different types. For those who watch the body, if you're born as a formless Brahma, like Brahma gods, but you have no form, that's difficult because you used to watch the body, but there's no form in that plane. But what's the best? No, there's no best type of object, vipassana. You have to add the word for you. Each people has their own unique way. The best one for each person, not the best one for all. That's why Longpa does not teach everyone to walk at the same time, do the sitting meditation together at the same time. Like in the Buddha period, all the monks just sit like this for the Buddha's teaching, and then they separate out. They just go and find their own place to do, to practice. Some monks like to be in the cave. Some monks like to be outdoor. So each one has each own way. The best one is what suits for you. Whichever one that make you have frequent mindfulness, that's the best one for you. Whatever you like to watch and have mindfulness frequently, that's good for you. So go practice. This path you have to walk on your own. Even though the Buddha still exists, the Buddha will tell you this. He cannot help. Because this path, you have to be brave. You have to walk on your own. The Buddha said he's just the person who tells the path, but the walker have to walk themselves. When he tells the path, he tells them the vertical path. Like going downwards or go up to the heaven or to Nirvana. Going up on the mountain, to the top of the mountains, you have different ways to go to the top. Some likes to climb the rock. They don't want the easy way. Some likes to take the car up to the top, or some take helicopters. The path is depends on each person. But to group, there are four main ways. The body, the feelings, vedana, the mind, and tam. So there is no single best way. Not that the mind is better than the body, or the body is better than mind. Not like that. What's best is what suit for you. What suit us may not fit others. So everyone does not have to do the same. Like Lung Pa, to do the peaceful meditation, he likes to do breathing meditation, but it's not, it may not be good for you. So there are different kind of samadhi. If you can do it, it all comes at the same point. It's a test of peace, the same peace. Now, the homework period. Can you not submitting the homework for one day? Do you want to submit the homework? This person has to submit the homework. You're still too focused, you know it? For you, you're getting better. Do you know that you have changed? You just got stagnant before. That's not the way. Nupuman call is samadhi rishi, very peaceful, that just stay stagnant. It's not samadhi for insight development. Be mindful. Anyone want to submit the homework? Just know that you want, that the wanting arises. This lady, just be aware of the present. If you want to ask if you're on track, I can tell you that yes, you're on track. Don't have to ask. Anyone else? Number 13. You're too focused. Do you still control the mind? Why do you control it? He said he didn't know where to go. He said just stay present and don't go anywhere. Be happy, no so. Be unhappy, no so. Busy, no so. If you cannot watch the mind clearly, stay with the body, observe the body. Breathing in, breathing out, just no so. The body moves, no so. Practice like this. Finally, you be the knower. Know what? Know the body, know the mind. The phenomena that just arises and falls off, no self. Don't focus, don't make the mind stagnant. Number 6. Are you nervous? Just know so. Her first time. And one recommendation from Lung Pa. She practiced meditation, but she couldn't control the breath. She feel uncomfortable breathing. But she has to control the breath. She thinks that. But after a while, she feels sleepy. After a while, she feels peace, no pain at the body. And she wonders, like, why she is peaceful, so peaceful like this. Lung Pa said, she wonders if she can open her eyes. Lung Pa said, she asks if she's on the right track. Lung Pa said, no, that's not quite right. Do the meditation now, so I can take a look. Do you feel that? Stop, stop, stop. Come back. Come back. When you're going to do the meditation, don't force the mind to be peaceful first. So you control it too fast. That would be the type for peaceful, for rest, but not for wisdom. So when you do the meditation, you use the natural mind like this and sit and breathe with the natural mind. Don't interfere the mind, don't control the mind at all. The mind has to be awakened, not to make the mind sleepy. That's the method to make the mind to get sleepy quickly. Try it again. Do you feel that when you move the body a bit, your mind sent out to think? The mind sent out to think, just know so. Know it at the present. You don't have to wait until you sit fully sit for the meditation and know so. Know it now at the present. Do you know you're aware that you've started to interfere the mind now? Know it honestly. Practice meditation like this and you can progress. But the type that try to control the mind and make it peaceful, he shows how to do this. He did that since he was very young. When you come out, it will stay stagnant like this. And you get dull. It's not good. Be aware, this like this. The mind has to be like this. Do you feel that? This one, this mind is happy, is content, delight. This is correct. Not like this, not too focused like that. Use the mind who is the knower. And you can develop progress in the Vipassana. Do you feel that the body is moving? The body is why? So you observe the body doing so. It's not yourself. And you see that there is no self. With the natural mind, the awakened mind, this is what is called the knower. The knower, the awakened mind. It's a drowsiness, like sleepy one, it's not good. It has moha, it has dullness. Turn your face to other people, show them. Do you see? She becomes brighter. Okay, you can sit down now. 33. I'm a beginner. Want your recommendation? I don't know what's good for me. Longpa said, she's a person who thinks a lot. What's good for you is to watch the mind. You go back and observe. The mind changes all the time. Happy, unhappy, busy. She said she tries to do that. But she thinks that it's more of thinking. Longpa said the thinking, the thought is not what we use. It's not what we should watch. It's not the thought. Watch the mind. When you think a lot, just know so that your mind is getting busy. The mind is scattered. When you doubt, just know so that you are in doubt. Right now, you are thinking. The mind is sent out thinking. Do you know? For you. For this person, when you think, is think really strongly, so it's easy to observe. Don't stop the mind to think. But when you think and the mind is happy or unhappy, peaceful or scattered, just know so. Angry, greed, or like right now, you are in doubt. You're doubting. Just be aware. Do you see that doubt arises on its own? Longpa said, you don't have to repeat and review what you have thought. The present is very short. Just know that the mind sent out to think. She said she tried to do the meditation. She said she goes to sleep when she do the meditation. Longpa said, she can open her eyes or she just can get up and do the housework. Sweep the floors and all that. That's the act of body movement to do Vipassana. When you sweep the floor and you get annoyed, why am I doing this? Just know so that you get angry. She asks, it's that? Is that doing, practicing? Longpa said, yes. So Longpa said, in his way, to practice, sweeping the floor is also practice. Taking a dog to the bath is also practice. Like sweeping the floors, you just do it. Lumpa said when he was a student, he ordained at Wat Thon Pathan. He got to stay nearby where they kept the dead people. He is newly ordained at that time. In the morning, early morning, he went to do the meditation, the praying and the meditation. He went there to do practice every day, but he saw a monk. That monk has never go to do the meditation or pray at all. The monk, he just have a broom and sweep the floors, just keeps sweeping the floors. Lumpa thought, oh, he has a lot of duties. So Lumpa asked him to go to do the meditation together and he will help sweeping the floors. The monk smiled and said he would just sweep it and tell Lumpa that he is a newly ordained, so just go practice. But in fact, the monk who is sweeping the floor, he's just doing the practice. While he's sweeping, he is mindful of his body movement all the time. He is practicing, actually. At that time, I was just worried that he didn't get the time to do the meditation. She said, when we speak, we can have mindfulness. Can we do that? How is that going to be? Lumpa said, we cannot. When we speak, we have to think. And when we think, we do not know. So just let it think. And when you think and you feel, have any feelings, you just know the feelings that arise from the thinking. For some people, they are going to talk, and so they try to be aware of the lips when they're speaking. So, and they just don't really be aware of the lips. They're just thinking. My mother has just passed away, so I intend to practice. I come with my father today. Lumpa said, practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the most important thing. Before doing the morality, concentration, wisdom, and all that, mindfulness is very important, the first thing. To think, to walk, to stand, to drink, and everything, just be mindful. When you think and the feeling arises, just know that feelings. Practice knowing the feelings, the body, the mind. This is the starting point of the practice that is very important. If you lack mindfulness, morality, concentration, and wisdom can never arise. She asked what is suit for her body or mind. He said, for those who think a lot, they should watch the mind. But for those who like beauty, like love to see beautiful things, they can observe the body. Are you glad? Just know that you are glad. But others get bored. Almost the whole hall get bored now. My first time bringing my father as well. Can you please advise my father? Lumpa said, you can give recommendation to your dad. Your aggregate separate out now. You can gradually tell your father yourself. Number 10.
ประสบการณ์ครั้งที่
This is my second time in a period of 1 year and a half. Sometimes she walks, and this walk is not good. She sits instead. Longpa said, "Well, it's the same as his. He walked and sit. What's her problem?" She asked whether she's on the right track. She said she is far away. She's in Sweden. Longpa said, "Yes, it's really far. Wherever you are, you have body and mind. So feel the body and the mind. Just watch it working. You are a person who to tend to things a lot, so observe the mind. But nothing impacts the mind, then it stay natural. It does not shake. If the mind doesn't move, just watch the body. You can watch the body or the mind. Just observe like you're observing others. Have you ever felt that this body is somebody else's self? Do you see that all the feelings comes and goes? Just like that, just practice it like that." She says, "Sometimes the world is far away, like further away." Longpa said, "Yes, if you can practice well, the world will be kind of further away. But it has to be by itself, not that you push it away. If you try to push the world away from you, push the world away from the mind, that's not good. But if the mind just gets further away from the world by itself, then it's okay." Have you ever felt that the world is like daydreaming? This world is like, it doesn't really exist. It's just a dream. She says, it's just far away. She cannot describe. Longpa said, "Then don't describe. We just know it by our heart. Keep practicing." Okay, go home now.